Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bill, people are asking on the text line what color the lights last night in the house for Halo custom lighting.
Well, interesting was we were back to just white, but I told you we went Huskers.
Yes, as you should have. Honor the win on Monday.
So last night was we just went white. I'm really into blue right now. Blue. There's our neighbors had that blue.
LaRue had that?
No, LaRue is still being LaRue.
Whoa.
And we need to LaRue up a little bit.
I thought he was going to get the lights.
Yes, need to LaRue up a little bit. He's not gotten the lights yet. And right now, it's for being the pin of the neighborhood,
he's become
a little bit of an oddity, and it's been uncomfortable for a lot of people in the neighborhood. Yes, LaRue's caused a lot of issues because people are going like, well, just tell me what lights he has on tonight, and I'll stop by and see LaRue. And I'm like,
and
he doesn't have any lights. So I have to take him to my house and then say, just come to my house and go one south. That's how
LaRue
gets
my house. Yeah. You get the lights.
Now hold on. This is all escape me. LaRue does not have
the lights, and everyone else surrounded has them.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to stay in LaRue.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Getting called out on the radio right now.
It's very
neighborhood
like
has.
Get a hold of Josh. Josh McGuire would handle this for us.
Neiman and Sons.
It just made me feel so much better. I just think we would bond as a. I think we'd be like this. It'd be like me and Farley. As far as
harmony.
Neighborhood harmony. We probably need that because LaRue is the spokesman. He's the spokesman for the neighborhood. There's nothing that goes on that he doesn't. The number of times if something goes on anywhere in the neighborhood, anywhere, immediately, I just tell my wife, text LaRue. I'll reach out to LaRue.
Now wait a second. Also, you've been going with blue.
What's that? Blue and green have been really green. Our neighbor, I told Laura, check that out. That's a good looking
blue and green.
It's a good looking light over there. So anyway, but we were just white last night.
Dark blue.
What's that? Yeah, kind of. Really, the blue looks really nice. There's some snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It does a nice little look from there.
HaloCustomLighting.com.
They're custom.
NeimanAndSonsRoofing.com as well.
Neiman, Josh McGuire will come out. He's also doing the 15% discount right now, the January discount. Now's the time when you want to get them.
Is that right?
Yeah, right now's the time you want to get them. You have them
post-Christmas, you know, the rush isn't as much.
I want you to think about this. On our house, every night, 365, we have lights on.
God.
And it's awesome. It's a great feeling in July. Look out and go, check that out.
You don't have to take them down. They're just always up there.
And that's you too.
I have them.
Oh,
they're life-changing. I've had four neighbors get them also on the street.
I told you that also. Jay Kaser, who is very smart with his money, and that's why he's doing so well with Kaser Painting. He got him, and first thing he texted me was after about a week, he goes, "They do change your life, 100% change your life."
Really?
That's how different you feel when you pull up and you. I get so when I'm out walking Sugar at dusk and then the lights all pop on. I'm like,
you like
look at that. Oh yeah,
you like that.
Sugar likes it. She feels at home. And her life's really good. I sent you a picture. I showed you a picture of her. She's asleep on the couch right now. Life is very good for Sugar.
That's like a pretty good life
for
her.
She's waiting for two things, a walk and to throw this big red ball that we throw to her with a handle on it so she can grab it. So she's waiting for two things like that. And then occasional greenie. She loves those greenie treats. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
That's all.
Both got life too, trust me.
Imagine waking up every day and just like, I hope we... And then,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Hope I get to go for a walk today. How many is Bullitt going?
Sugar, got three yesterday.
Got three walks?
Yeah.
Got, Sugar gets minimum of two, sometimes three, but
that
two
one, the
for
last
sure.
one was short.
Yeah.
Last one was short.
Are you going to watch the pregame show for 40 minutes like Bill will tonight for Ole Miss, Miami?
No, Sean will not allow that. I'm joking.
Sean, Sean will, what are you doing? I don't see anything going up on the internet.
Probably won't.
Yeah, I like
that. You
mentioned something in the Sean Callahan interview. You're maybe preparing for some transfer news today?
Well,
guys?
Yeah. I mean, I think
you're going to tease that here.
Well, he said it. He said it. Anthony Jones is going to announce today. And he'll be at Nebraska. And then I think, see, I kind of blew it. I was thinking Kwasi Gilmore was today. That's probably tomorrow.
UCLA receiver.
Yeah, those two UCLA guys are going to be 8 and 9. The 8th and 9th portal acquisitions. And then you just wonder how much further they'll go from there. I would imagine 12 to 15 is what Sean said. So I don't know how it'll work next week. I don't think it'll be as busy. But
wonder what causes someone to be, this would be for the D lineman, 5 for 5 or 4 for 4.
Say again,
five schools.
Yeah.
Or four schools?
So Anthony Jones, I can do this off of memory, has been at Indiana, Oregon, Michigan State, and UCLA. Now he'll be at Nebraska. I don't have the stats in front of me. He's not been great. He led UCLA in quarterback hurries this year, though. He had a sack and a half. They didn't have a big pass rush, UCLA. They had a bunch of guys tied.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a bad deal, but it's always when someone, there's no way you don't look at something when someone is 5 for 5.
Yeah, it's interesting,
and,
isn't it?
And it's interesting. But now Bear Alexander's starting, I think he starts for Oregon, and he's been to 3 schools.
It's interesting.
And big bodies are hard to find.
I mean,
if
you're sitting here, I'd like to ask him, like, what? Yeah. Was it circumstances? Was this the plan? Did you go into it and say, you know what, Mom?
Yeah.
Dad, I want to go different place every year. Maybe that's what he wanted to do.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know how.
See the country.
It's not even frowned upon anymore.
No. Not
maybe
really.
By us.
But now,
but
if
like,
you name the schools, just think about it right now, if he's thinking, wish I'd be at Indiana.
Yeah.
Wish I was at Oregon.
Yeah. Not so much Michigan State.
Not so much Michigan State, but there's a couple there he's going like, oh, wow, I could be in this mix right now.
Yeah, and he's at 6'5", 265, so I don't think he's an interior guy. I think he fits that defensive end in a 4-3. I think that's what you're looking at. So there's still the gap right now is they don't have those big interior gets from the portal, the 300-plus pounders. That's why that player from Iowa Western was kind of significant news last night, because he's 295. He's that type of player. Going to Clemson. Yeah. He's visiting Clemson today. And then Nebraska on
Saturday.
Where's he from? He's from Illinois. Crystal Lake, Illinois. Okay. Now he's at Iowa Western.
Corey, our Corey, says in the text that they better be getting a bargain bin discount for Anthony Jones. 5 schools, 5 years, 58 career tackles.
Yeah, 58 career tackles. Years. 6.5 sacks.
In his career.
In his career. Yeah.
And the big thing you always want to look at is you want to look at when you have your sacks or your tackles or whatever, who are they against also?
Right.
If you don't look at who they're against, then you're missing a bit,
100%,
big key. 100%. It's like, it might be like, okay, we had 2 sacks against Houston Christian.
Presbyterian.
Yeah, that is that. Presbyterian, we want, absolutely.
Yeah. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.